This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 59, three phrases to use when dating in America. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
Dating is a great conversation topic to bring up with native speakers. Today, get three new English vocabulary phrases to talk about your dating life.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. I'm excited to talk about dating today. We've talked about dating a few times on the podcast, but today it's all about vocabulary you can use when you talk about your dating life. How's your dating life?
How's my dating life? Pretty, either great or not great. I mean, depending on how you think of it, great in the way that it led me to my husband, but not great in the way that I don't really like date anymore because I'm married. So I would say it's pretty good.
Oh my God. What's it like to date in New York City?
Oh, it's definitely fun. There's always stuff to do. And like, it's kind of interesting because, you know, typically you don't always do the touristy stuff, but sometimes when you're first dating someone, like, you know, we did, you know, ice skating at Rockefeller Center.
Oh,
it was
fun.
Like our second date. And then like one date, I think I may have told you this at once, but we did like a tourist, you know, night where we like, we went to the Olive Garden and Times Square, like things that like,
yeah,
and we wore I Love New York shirts and like things that we normally wouldn't do, but because you're dating, it's kind of like you do those things because it's different and fun in that kind of way. So that's at least how it was for me.
Oh my God, I think it's so funny that you went to the Olive Garden in Times Square. It's like something would do.
Because exactly.
It's true. Tourists would do that. And you should never do that, guys. Don't go to a chain if you come to New York City. Do not do that. Unless that franchise of that chain is really exotic to you, which I guess it could be. If our listeners are from abroad, it could be exciting, but it's just
that's
not very
true.
Special.
Or there are some like New York City chains, you know, like special to New York. Like, so like those kinds of things. But like, yeah, like an Applebee's, like,
Oh my gosh, that's funny. I love that you guys kind of came up with creative date ideas, you know, active dates, kind of fun dates, theme-based dates. That's very, very cool. I love it. Guys, in the last episode, if you didn't listen to 58, we talked about the unspoken rules of dating in English in America, in the United States of America. So today, let's get into some vocab that our listeners might need to have a conversation about dating.
All right, let's do it. Okay, so the first thing, so I love this, is to set someone up. So this is to arrange a date between two people who you think may end up having a romantic connection. Lindsay, have you ever set anyone up?
Oh my God. Like I said, Michelle, before we had this conversation, I have never done that, but you have. I know you have been a matchmaker.
I've been a matchmaker.
Tell us about it. Those people are married now. That's amazing. You have the magic touch.
They are married and they have two children. And thank you.
Are you a godmother or something?
No. And I like do like, I'm not like on a godmother, but like, you know, I'm very, actually, unfortunately, I haven't even met their newest baby because I haven't been able to get down there. But I see pictures and, you know, it's great.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. And what was it that how did you know these two people were going to hit it off? I mean, how did you know? Because sometimes it's hard to know what someone's type is. I know what my type is. And so I would tend to think, you know, that person would get along with someone else, but I don't know what other people like. People are very nuanced in their romantic attractions, aren't they?
It's true. I mean, I don't know. I just had a feeling, honestly. Like, they're both, like, very funny people, and I know him for my entire life since preschool. The girl was one a roommate of mine, and pretty early on, I said, oh, you should meet my friend, and... Okay. I introduced them over video chat, and then, the rest is history.
So you set them up. So it sounds like what you're saying when it comes to being a matchmaker or setting people up, it's really just an intuition thing.
Yeah, I think so, because sometimes, I mean, I've had other things where, like, I was hoping, like, oh, maybe this will work out, and it doesn't. Right. But, like, I just had some sort of feeling, and it could have not worked out, but, I mean, it did. Like, I don't know. Maybe something came to me. I don't know.
Something came to you. I love it. Well, it worked out. I'm sure that they're very thankful.
Yeah, they're a great couple.
Yeah. What would be the next phrase for our listeners? I mean, these phrases are fantastic, guys. If you want to talk about your dating life or someone else's dating life, they're really good. So what's the second one, Michelle?
All right. So the second one is better half. Lindsay, what does that mean if you call someone your better half?
Yeah, this is just a funny way of saying your life partner, you know, your romantic partner, whether it's your husband or wife, the person you're married to, or maybe just the person you're dating. I think it's more common, though, Michelle, when you're married. What do you think to say this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a more I think more common when you're married. I would agree with that.
Yeah. And I hear this being said, too, by like men more often, I think. I just like older middle-aged men will say this about their wives. I feel like
in general, I do agree that it's kind of like an older, like maybe in a little bit of a older generation.
Yeah,
vocabulary. It
is. Yeah. But that's fun. I mean, guys, we have listeners of all ages and it can apply. You could say this if you're younger, too. What are you saying when you're saying my better half?
Well, it's like, oh, I mean, you think of like usually, you know, a life partner is like two halves of a whole, right? Like a lot of times, you know, you think of that. You think of the heart and into two and right. So like you're saying my better half, it's like, oh, like we are one and this is my better half. Like it's like complimenting the other person.
Yeah, for sure. Although I don't know if I subscribe to that idea of, you know, being like, you know, the whole idea, like I'm not whole unless I have this person. That seems dangerous to me in my mind.
I agree. And I was thinking about that. As I was saying, you know, some like not like thinking of yourself as like not a complete person without the other person is
scary.
It is scary. And I think that, we want to think of ourselves as whole people who complement each other, but not necessarily. Yeah.
Yeah, but the good thing is when you're saying better half, you're kind of expressing that you're being humble, that, you know, you respect your partner and they're kind of amazing. That's kind of what you're saying, right, Michelle?
Yeah, exactly. It's also just an expression. So it's not like, you know, I don't think most people are thinking into it that deeply. I think it's just evolved into an expression over time. And
Yeah, totally. I love it. So what would be the third, Michelle? What's the third thing? And this is very controversial and detrimental to people sometimes.
The third thing is to ghost someone. So this is when you go on a date with someone and then they disappear without saying why they stopped communicating. So to ghost someone, it's the idea is like you're like a ghost and you just disappear like a ghost, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think this is becoming more and more common with the anonymity of online dating, big cities, right? Cities like New York, you may never see the person again if you don't want to. And so, I mean, in the old days, I'm sure that no one did this because you would always see the person or they'd hear through the grapevine or something.
Yes.
Right.
It's so mean. Right. Yeah. No, it is very mean. I mean, I think, you know, it's, do you think people more commonly ghost people if they've gone out on just a couple dates, or like, do you think people ghost if they've been out for many dates?
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Oh my gosh. I think it's tricky because people have different expectations of how serious things are at different benchmarks, right? Mm-hmm. Like if, I don't know, I think if there's one date or even two, and let's say it was an okay date and things were fine, I don't know if it's necessarily ghosting or really bad ghosting if someone doesn't get back in touch after the second date, because there isn't that much of a commitment at that point, you know?
Right. But if you're ghosting after a while, that's
a month, 2 months, that's bad. That's bad. And that just means that you don't know how to communicate. Like, you're afraid to say the truth, which is that you're just not interested.
I think that's why a lot of people ghost.
I think you're right. And it's true. I mean, we've all been rejected. We've all rejected other people. It's just, it's part of life. It's part of dating. We just have to do it and get used to it.
Yeah, rip the Band-Aid, you know?
Rip the Band-Aid for sure. But yeah, I remember in my dating life, just, once in a while, just things didn't work out and I was so sad. I was so bummed.
Yeah. You know? It's hard.
It's really hard. It's a jungle out there, Michelle. It's a jungle.
It is. Exactly.
Oh my God.
Should you want to do a role play with some of these expressions with
me? Let's do it. So in this case, we are on a phone call and I'm asking you, Michelle, about your current love interest.
Ooh,
okay.
All right.
So tell me about your date last night.
Oh, it was just a last minute thing. Mike invited me out for a quick drink on Saturday night.
You've been seeing this Mike guy for a few months now. How'd you meet him?
Oh, Melissa set us up. She arranged for both of us to be at an art gallery opening a few months ago.
Ooh, so are things getting serious?
Not really. I didn't hear from him for a whole week after we went out the first time. I thought he was ghosting me, but he eventually got in touch.
Jeez. Oh, well, I guess time will tell. My better half is calling. I gotta run.
Okay. Well, we'll catch up later.
Bye. All right. So, guys, that was on the phone. That's why we did the bye-bye thing, right? So you wouldn't just hang up when you're on the phone, of course. So let's go back through it, Michelle. What did we say first? Or what did you say?
All right. Well, I said Melissa set us up. So she introduced us, basically.
Yeah. And guys, the quick thing to look at here is the grammar, right? Mm-hmm. Set up, right? The present tense set up and the past tense being the same, right? Set us up.
Oh. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then we get into the ghosting, right? Lindsay, ghosting. What did I say?
You said, I didn't hear from him for a whole week after we went out for the first time. I thought he was ghosting me, but eventually got in touch, right? I thought he was, and we're using the past progressive here. So really good. We're using lots of different grammar here, guys. So write this down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then you said, I guess time will tell. My better half is calling. I got to run. So the person you're in, you could be married or your life partner or whatever it is.
Exactly. So that's like a call waiting type of thing, or the call comes in and I got to go and I got to run.
Yeah,
all right.
I got to run.
And that's a good bonus phrase, Michelle, for today. I got to run.
Yes, exactly. We don't actually mean like I'm going running right now. Like we would just say like, oh, I got to run. I got to go. Right.
Exactly. Do you use that sometimes?
Yeah, of course. Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would say I got to run or I got to go. Or if I'm in a physical place, I got to head out.
Yes,
but we'll talk about those in another episode. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely, Lindsay. Oh, my gosh. This was fun to talk about dating today.
This was fun. It's always a good topic. And guys, I think our next episode is also about dating, I believe. So come back for our next episode and make sure you hit follow on this podcast right here because it's a new way to learn English. Michelle, what do we focus on here at All Ears English?
Guys, we focus on connection, not perfection. We want you to focus on those relationships that you're building. We don't want you to be sitting with your textbook frustrated and focusing on all the grammar and then you don't build those connections, right? There's certainly, you know, we want you to learn. We want you to learn all these things, but we want you to learn in a way that is focusing on those, you know, relationship building techniques and connection.
Yep. You got it, Michelle. That's exactly it. So guys, hit follow if you want to learn in this brand new way. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today.
All right, Lindsay, have a good one. I got to run.
All right, me too. Talk Bye. To you later. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.